Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Barry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Barry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Let him go. Then it says you better watch your step.
Welcome back, guys. DGS 307. Happy Tuesday to you. Gorgeous day out there. Dave Murray will join us in about half an hour. I believe today's the warmest day of the week. I think it gets a little cooler from here, so that'll be nice. Tomorrow's the first day of October, for the love of God.
Oh, my goodness.
Shouldn't be 90 degrees.
I knew that, but I wasn't expecting
that.
Blow
your
say
mind.
That. Yeah, that feels weird.
Feels good to me.
Mm.
October's my fave.
Is it?
Oh,
like
yeah.
The one?
I love it.
I don't think I have a favorite month.
Shorts, hoodies, beanies,
Birkenstocks. The
love
whole
it.
Mess.
Love it. Mm. Love everything
okay.
about it.
You should build your perfect outfit without concern for how it actually goes together.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. That would probably be mine. It would be during the summer. It's got to be a jersey. But my very fave would be during the fall, nice, soft, probably another man's worn it for a few years off of eBay.
Naturally.
Hoodie, some loose gym shorts, my Birkenstocks, a beanie. I'm good. That's my perfect outfit.
All right. You look nice
today, Wheels.
What's that? Yeah, I got a collar.
You look like Professor Holt.
I got a collared shirt. I wanted to look good for the new boss, you know?
Yeah.
The new baseball. No, I didn't even meet High and Blue. I don't know what I'm talking about. I just wanted to dress it up
a
little bit to be in front of everybody.
We had the press conference today where he was introduced, and then there were breakout sessions where he met with several reporters and sports writers in private. One of those was with John Rooney, and we have about 6 minutes of it for you here. I've not heard a second of it, so I'm going to be listening with you. Here you go.
I know the Cardinal fans are interested in the futures of Sonny Gray, Wilson Contreras, Nolan Arenado, veteran players with good-sized contracts, and what the future holds for them with the St. Louis Cardinals.
Yeah, and each of those guys is a little bit different individually. I was able to talk with all three of them before the season ended. Great conversations, all class acts all around. Really enjoyed those conversations and just getting to know them over the past couple of years. Their situations just are all a little different. You know, with Nolan, this has obviously gotten a lot of coverage over the past year plus. I think he and we are both aligned that just because of where we are, both in terms of players and some of the roster depth we have on hand, in terms of where we are as an organization and where he's at in his career, that the best fit for him and for us may be for him to be somewhere else in 2026. And so we are going to partner with him and try to figure out what that could look like. Obviously, we won't have anything on that until we really get into the offseason. But, you know, that is a distinct possibility and something that could work out best for everybody and something that we're going to pursue. In the case of, you know, Sonny and Wilson, there's a little more nuance to it. Look, anytime you're talking about the long term, the way we're talking about it, there's always a chance, and maybe a good chance, that we may be presented with something, a trade opportunity for a player that just benefits us and is more in line with those goals. And we will think about those opportunities if they arise. And obviously, with having no trade clauses, those players have a say in it. So they'll get a chance to decide on that. Both of them, I think, were very, very direct, very open, very clear with our media on where they stand. And, you know, in the case of somebody like Wilson, who's expressed that he wants to be here, wants to be part of this process, we appreciate that too. And that's something really that you love hearing from a player, that he feels this place has been enough of a home to him, that he wants to see this through. And, you know, my hope is, you know, obviously that he ends up, if he's here as he hopes to be, and as he may well be, if he's here, that he's able to really help us on that path. And I don't take it lightly that he cares that much. So we'll see what the offseason brings in all those cases. But, you know, a lot of times when you hear about potential trades, you know, it's thought of, they don't like this player. You know, none of that would be the case with any of these guys. It's really more just a question of, you know, is there something that makes sense for us and makes sense for them, given the goals that we have and where they are in their careers? And so we'll see what that brings, you know, what happens with that during the offseason. Too early to know, but something that we will spend some time exploring.
And now you get to work a little bit closer with the DeWitts, and they've just done a wonderful job here in St. Louis of setting the tone, building a culture. And how does that look with what you have in mind for the culture you'd like to see with the St. Louis Cardinals and the DeWitt family?
Yeah, they've been super supportive. Their reputation in this industry is really, really good. A big reason why I came here. And, you know, just the consistency of how they've operated this organization has stood out. It's really easy in this business, especially as an owner, when you're in the public eye all the time and often taking, you know, taking heat, taking criticism. It's really easy to get distracted from how you want your team to be run. And usually the teams that are able to stay the most consistent end up having the most success. And in my chair, that's so much of what you want is just, you know, for the goalposts to stay in the same place so you can plan and you can strategize. And they've been very consistent with how they want this place to be run. They've always consistently wanted it to build from within. They've always supported it with investment, you know, when the revenues have supported that, and reinvested in the team. And they've been great with all the investments that I've looked to make on the infrastructure side since coming in here. They've been supportive of all of them, and those in the long run, I think, are really going to pay off. And it's been great talking baseball with them. This is a baseball family. This is about as much of a baseball family as there is. I mean, you know, for our fans who don't know, go read up on the DeWitt family, and you'll see what I mean in terms of baseball being in the blood there. It really is a baseball family. That shows through. When you have a principal owner who will talk to you about the catcher defense comments in the game reports on a catcher you have an A-ball. I'm not even sure how many of our staff read the catcher defense comments in the game report, let alone our principal owner. That is not normal, and that's really cool.
As we wrap things up with Hein Bloom on his first day as Cardinals president of baseball operations, what's your message to the fans as you go forward?
Well, first of all, I just want all of our fans to know that I understand, you know, as much as I think you can, as someone who's pretty new to this organization, how much this organization means to you. You know, I obviously, growing up a baseball fan and understanding what it's like to live and die with what your team does, I know how many people have that type of connection with this organization. That's not something I take lightly. And I want to deliver to you, and we will deliver to you, what you're looking for out of this organization. And, you know, part of the reason that I wanted to sketch out such a clear goal today is because I want it out there so that you, our fans, can hold us accountable to that. I wanted you to have the roadmap that we're trying to use as we think about moves, so that you can think along with us. This is an incredibly smart fan base that follows this game very closely, that understands how the game works. So the clearer I can be with our goals, the more direct I can be, the easier it will be to follow us and to get behind, I hope, what we're doing, and ultimately to really feel every bit of the personal investment you deserve to feel in the product that's on the field and in the winning product that hopefully someday soon will be on that field.
Okay, that was John Rooney with a few minutes with Chaim Bloom. I think that's about a fourth of the total interview,
yeah.
Which you'll hear more of on Rush Hour and more of on Sports Open Line.
We'll do another short clip on Rush Hour Sports, and then the full interview will be on Sports Open Line. I think Matt said coming up after 6:30
okay.
for the start of it, and then it goes for a bit. It's pretty in-depth, yeah.
I'm a dork. I can't tell you how often I'm sitting on my couch watching television, doing show prep, listening to you guys on my phone. So, great shows.
Oh, thank you.
Your thoughts?
Yeah, I mean, the big things that people are going to be asking about are those immediate things, right? Like the veteran players there at the beginning talking about Arenado and Gray and Contreras. And I think he explained it there as well as you probably can in his position, right? You know, they're going to try to do what they can to move Arenado. And as we pointed out, you know, the Derek Gould report earlier that they're not going to release Arenado. If they can't trade him, they'll keep him and play him. And again, depending on the other moves, might make sense, might not. We'll evaluate that when we get to that time. But you know, that's kind of the stuff he led to at the beginning today was they're going to have to make some difficult decisions. And I don't think it's that difficult to trade older players when you're kind of restarting the engine, so to speak. But I want to repeat to people that it's important to understand that today is not day zero in the rebuild. Today is a year and a half into the rebuild, right? I mean, this is almost 2 years into it because Bloom was brought in as a consultant, did all of the evaluation under the hood. This is what we need to do. Sold that to the DeWitts and said, look, this is the plan. I'd be happy to do this with you. And then, of course, they hired him, and he's spent the last year implementing everything at the minor league levels, hiring staff, putting in the technology, you know, working, you know, with getting the right, not only the right staff, but the right staff numbers, the number of people. And so really, it's a bit of a head start, which is kind of why we made that comp to the Blues, right? Alex Steen taking over for Army. Well, it's not a big transition. You're already there. You're doing it. You know everything. You can like hit the ground running instead of coming in fresh off the street today. Well, let's say this was a normal thing and Mo stepped down and you did the whole interview thing now. And then the guy comes in a month from now and now he's starting fresh. Now you're starting at zero. This is not that. So it's a little bit ahead of. So if you're thinking, well, these are always 4 or 5 year plans. Well, you're already 2 years in. So it's just a matter of like straightening things out and then seeing what the young players are so you know where you need to invest. It's always important to have that core. So if you know that J.J. Weatherholt's good and you know that, you know, and I'm saying if, we don't know this yet, if Liam Doyle's the real deal, like if some of these guys are actually going to be good, all right, now you've got them cost controlled for a period of time and you can then turn around and spend on what you need, as opposed to trying to spend to just patch holes left and right because you got leaks yeah. everywhere.
So before I got back into baseball a couple of years ago, I would always feel bad for you guys during the off season because I'm like, what the hell are they going to talk about for 6 months?
The off season's the busy season.
This one especially.
Yeah, it generally is, but this one will be for the Cardinals for sure. I can't imagine this roster is going to be anywhere close to the same as it was this year. It's going to, especially on the player position player side, it's going to be radically different.
All right, quick break. Right back, DGS.
Listen, Eddie, can you see? Maybe you will bury me if you were in a...
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
22 DGS. We have Dave Murray coming up after the bottom of the hour. Stop said we have the think tank coming up at the top of the hour. Been a great show so far. At least I've been having a good time. Someone on the stream, it's too far back now. Oh, there you go. Now that October is right around the corner, are there any plans for a Halloween show in the DGS? I always love the paranormal investigations of the limp. So I have had a complicated relationship with my Halloween shows. It's one of the things that the show is best known for. It's one of the things that kind of gave me a name to begin with. And then COVID hit. It was just difficult. So we did some retrospective shows and such. So this year, 1 week from today, is the first year in about four or five that we're going to do an actual investigation. And I won't tell you where, but I can tell you that it is in the vicinity. We're going to have to drive an hour or so. And it's a haunted house. And there's not been a lot of investigation to it. And we have some partners. My friend Frankie, who does this basically for a living. And he said, I got this great place. It's really hot. It's really scary. You guys will be one of the first ones in. So we will tape that a week from tonight. And then present it to you on Halloween proper, which is a Friday night.
What?
So, yeah.
How did I not know this?
So get ready.
This is great.
It was almost tonight.
Oh.
Yeah, it was scheduled for tonight. And then, like, yesterday after my accident and everything, Andrew's like, I'm guessing you don't want to go to the Halloween show.
Yeah, it's like, I'm thinking maybe we just, vibes are not great at the moment for this.
Yeah.
Yeah, are we carpooling?
Yeah.
Is Andrew driving?
I could drive.
Oh, boy. Ooh. Oh, boy.
He's like, I got
ooh,
it.
I could drive. I've been looking for a road trip.
Man. I do want to see ghosts.
Yeah.
Oh, you really don't see them very often, do you? More like you, stuff happens around you?
Yeah, I've never seen anything.
Yeah.
Well, I have in my personal life, but I'm weird. So all the things I've seen are around sleep.
Okay, right.
So yeah. I can pretty easily accept that it was a waking dream or something like that. But if that's happened to me three or four times. I've definitely experienced things over the 25 years of the Halloween shows and the DGS. Probably the one that's is always my example. It's not that satisfying, but it really happened. I'd rather tell you something real than make something up that scares you. But when we did the Exorcist house back in 2008, and, of course, the vibes were crazy because no one had ever been in that house and no one had ever done an investigation. And it was late afternoon. The sun was still out. And I was with Nick, the owner, and I went to look at the bedroom where the exorcism happened. And I it's just a bedroom. And I told Nick, that's just a bedroom. I could sleep in there. And he goes, yeah, that's my bedroom. Mm-hmm. He's like, the little boy's bedroom is back there. So I go back, and it's this crazy tiny little room, dark floors, dark walls, it's just oppressively small. And I'm kind of like, you know, taken out of the moment, and I hear Tony Colombo say, Dave. And so it sounds like he's right outside the door. So I kind of shake myself back and I walk out there, and there's no Tony. So it's the kind of house, it's a two-story house, there's stairs. And then on the back, like most two-story houses, there's a big window. And we had all of our equipment set up in the backyard. And just like that, it took 3 seconds. I look out there, and there's Tony. Tony's outside.
Outside. Yeah.
With everyone else. I'm literally alone in the house. Nick's out there. Everyone's out there. No one was in the house with me. And not only did someone say my name, but it was Tony.
It sounded exactly
sounded
like
exactly
him.
Like Tony. Huh. And that scared me.
Hmm.
And then the rest of the night went worse. Yeah.
It was bad, huh?
I went home after that show. I woke Maureen up and I was crying and I said, I think I did something really bad tonight because the people were so scared. Like, it's on video. I'll show the video tomorrow. This one lady.
So you mean you had listeners?
Listeners were there.
Oh, okay.
They didn't know where they were going.
Oh, okay.
I put them in the exorcism room with nothing but a camera and a candle.
And they did not know what it was?
They knew it.
Okay.
By that time, they knew the whole thing.
Okay, by then, they figured it out.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it was like, it was really something.
Really?
In this video, you see this black mass come out of a wall, go past her, and there's a candle behind her, and you see it go from a regular flame to about a 6-inch flame, and then the black thing goes out the other wall, and she screams bloody murder. And Jim and I ran up there and caught it all, and it's not like this was an attractive woman. It's not like she turned into someone else, but her face was so full of horror that she didn't look like herself.
Really?
It was. I've never seen anyone that scared.
Mm.
And
wow.
That's what I felt so bad about.
Dang.
Yep. From that right into a live endorsement. Speaking of scary, don't go with another attorney but Cantor. Welcome back, guys. DGS 1041 FM KMOX. Dave Murray time. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
How are you? Feeling any better?
No.
Okay.
I grimace every once in a while.
Feeling any worse? Sometimes it gets worse for a few days?
No. The first day was like, well, maybe this isn't going to be so bad. Second day was like, oh, yes, it is.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's always day two, man.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah, you always hear that. Don't think about day one. Think about day two. I'm trying to keep it somewhat moving, you know? So, but there are times, like, sitting here right now, it feels okay. But once I get up, and you have to be, my left arm is becoming very strong.
Yeah. And leave that alone.
And let that rest.
I haven't figured that one out yet.
On my journey with my crash, I spoke to the lady who rear-ended me's adjuster yesterday. And he goes, I'm going to level with you. We're 95% sure she gave you and the cop fake documents.
Mm.
We don't think we have her insured. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Good.
So, that's clarifying.
Don't love that.
Yeah. Good thing I
but
had
that
it.
Was, but yeah. that was her adjuster?
That was her adjuster. We filed a claim with the information she gave us and gave the cops. And it was Progressive Insurance. And they were, from the very beginning, they're like, what's that third number? You know, like it wasn't feeling great.
Yeah.
But he took my statement. He took the whole thing. They gave us a claim number. And someone new called me yesterday and said, hey, can I just ask you a couple more questions? And I said, first of all, can I just ask you, is she an insured? And he goes, we don't think so. But we're covering all our bases. So,
yeah. That's weird. It's weird you mentioned that story because Janice wasn't involved in anything, but a couple of young girls in a car said that she rear-ended her, Janice rear-ended them twice.
It's hard to do.
And there's no damage on our car. There's nothing. The same insurance company, supposedly. And I talked to them about a week and a half ago, and they said, there's something seriously wrong here. Your car is not damaged. They have given us false information. We can't find them anywhere, even though they say they are this insurance company. So as far as we're concerned, this case is closed. But
it's good.
Yeah.
Can I make a point before we do the forecast? This just kind of struck me. Three stories came out at the same time on my feed. One, we now believe we have actually created a true quantum computer. We have it.
Oh.
Secondly, AI should reach its sentience within 2 years. And the third story was, we're still throwing beers at Rory McIlroy's wife. How did those things line up? What a bunch of dumb monkeys we are, right? Like, we're absolutely the definition of uneven. We, some of us, created a quantum computer and artificial intelligence, while others of us are throwing beers at strangers. kind of hard to reconcile.
Yes.
Like, if you were an alien watching us, you're like, I can't figure these guys out.
How do they cover the... Well, I mean, there are 8 billion of us. So, you know, there are some variables in there.
Mm-hmm. I guess.
Yep.
Well, now, I mean, yeah.
But no, there were some real slobs at the Ryder Cup.
Man. Why are we throwing beers at people's wives?
Just the
because they're trash.
Yeah. Because they're
you're
European
throw a beer
is what it
at
is.
A woman who's at her husband's work just trying to support him. You are trash.
Agreed. Yeah, I don't even understand what...
And evidently...
Well, it's the Ryder Cup, right? So this is, you know, America versus the world, Europe, basically. So because those stinking Europeans are on the other side, we're going to be jerks.
Kevin or Dave may know more about this than I do, but evidently the PGA hired a comedian slash hype man to get the crowd going early on. And so I guess the crowd was like, oh, okay, this is what we're going to do.
I guess it's okay.
So you kind of have to blame the PGA for some of that.
Yeah, I mean, why is it? It's just, I don't know. There's something about these leagues, all of them, where like it's enough's not enough.
Yeah.
You know, you're already the biggest golf tour in the world, even with LIV in existence, and you need hype men.
Good point.
True. Especially granted, that's for an event like that.
Yeah, it's the world. It's the Ryder Cup, man. And also, it's not supposed to be that.
Yeah.
No.
Golf is not that. I mean, it is basically, what is it? The Waste Management Invitational, the one in Phoenix. That's the rowdy. Yeah. Everybody's drunk and they all know it and the players know it and they don't care. But even there, I think they'd care if you were like berating family members and questioning people's heritage and things like that.
Oh, yeah. And they have, you know, it in the past, well, it's the 16th hole. It's a par three that everybody goes crazy with. And if somebody gets a hole in one, they start throwing water bottles and stuff. And they've now said that if you do that, we are going to find you, and you'll never come back to this tournament again. And last year, nobody threw water bottles.
I mean,
isn't it funny how that works?
It is amazing. Yeah. People may want to do those things again.
Yeah.
That's kind of like my story in Florida. Like, we never stormed the field after a football game. First of all, the Miami police would have arrested your ass and taken you to jail, like real jail. And then other than that, I mean, they were going to maybe throw you out of school.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to get thrown out of school.
Yeah. My mom and dad, like most parents of their generation, were a little too whippy for my taste, but I didn't get in trouble. Not once. Like, I was too afraid of Jack and Francis. So
yeah. And that's a good thing. So I think that's a good thing.
Dave, I got the cart out in front of the horse about half an hour ago, and I said, I think that this should be our warmest day of the week. Am I right?
No.
Damn.
He's so
well,
mean.
Well, you could make a you could make a case that it is, but tomorrow's going to be just as warm. Thursday's going to be just as warm, and Friday's going to be just as warm.
Damn.
So upper 80s for the most part, but again, humidity levels are low. And that so nothing changes, and probably nothing changes through the weekend. You know, yes, it's warm, 10, 12 degrees above average, but the humidity's low, so mornings are delightful. Evenings are delightful. We can handle this. Also, you know, nothing really changes until these two hurricanes out in the Atlantic really get moving. And they appear now to both be moving out to sea. Imelda is the one closest to the U.S. Big surf, big waves along the East Coast. That does look like it's going to go right over the island of Bermuda on Wednesday night.
Okay.
That could be a problem. Doesn't last very long because Bermuda is so small, but it is an island out there all by itself.
I don't feel like we have time to do headlines justice, so I'll just throw another thing out here. And this is a political thing, and it's kind of big. We only have like 3 minutes, but it's a DGS. We can do it. I was just watching the Hegseth and the president talking to this amalgam of generals at Guantanamo Bay, and it was all about woke. Woke this, woke that, woke is dead. It's the no longer the Department of Woke, it's the Department of War. I accept that all of us define woke differently. I know when I see something I think is woke, it's probably different than what Rach thinks or what Kevin thinks. But in general, do you think that the Trump administration has killed what we would call woke? Or do you think it's just a matter of time till we're right back where we were? Thoughts?
Well, I'm trying to think of a really good analogy for this other than something real. Like, it's a terrible analogy, but it's the idea. you can't fight ideas. You can't kill ideas. You can make policies. You can make decisions. But when you are not in power anymore, you will not be in control of that one way or the other. Like, maybe it won't come back. Maybe it just had its that. And I by what I mean is, like, the super policing of, like, language and all that. Maybe that comes back. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe it was just a thing for that period of time and it comes back in a different form. But you can't kill ideas. I mean, how many times have countries tried to kill ideas? How do you think that the idea of the United States being its own country was tried to, that the powers that be at the time tried to stomp that out? You don't think that the British representatives of the crown here in the colonies tried to stamp that out, probably killed people over it? Can't kill that idea. And I don't think those are the same level of ideas.
Yeah.
But, like, right, the idea is going to live as long as people that support those ideas live.
Well, look at Nazism.
Right. Exactly.
You would have thought that would have gone.
We would have stomped that out 80 years ago. Obviously not. There are still Nazis in this world, and they wear the swastika and the whole deal. So, yeah, I mean, it's, I don't think you can kill it, but you definitely, when you control three branches of the government, you know, well, it's not really three. You're not supposed to control the Supreme Court, but you control the two that legislate, right? The two that make the law, the one that makes the laws and the one that enforces the laws. So you control those two, and you get to dictate policy for now. But if you're not in control forever, who knows what happens down the road?
Mm-hmm.
But your generation will live with it. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think, I mean, again, the whole woke thing has been taken and turned into something that I think the people who originally started saying that never intended it to be.
Sure.
You know, the right's going to do whatever they're going to do with that word. But no, it's not dead. You would have thought that in 2021, the MAGA movement would be dead. January 7th, 2021.
Yeah, that's a good point. Yeah.
I kind of thought that whole MAGA thing was going to fade away some missteps were made. But
yeah,
here, we're back, baby. I mean, it's happening again. So I think Wheels is right. It's cyclical. You can't kill an idea. And I do think there will be a snapback from what we're experiencing now in culture. Yeah, I do.
It's kind of on the back burner.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, all of these types of things, that's not, I mean, it doesn't mean that anything, that it doesn't mean that any of those particular angles, is that, I think Rach is right. It's been co-opted to mean now anything we don't like.
Yes.
Right. It's not the original things that were considered woke. But regardless of how you define it, most things come down to what we like and what we don't like. And then we try to make the things we don't like sound way worse than they actually are. Because most of the things that, you know, that people fight over, ideas aren't just ideas. What you should be doing is figuring out ways to make smart moves and forget labels and all that. But, I mean, it's easy to fight a straw man that won't fight back. I mean, what better way? You're not attacking a person. You're not attacking an organization or a business. You're attacking just a word that can mean whatever you want it to mean.
Mm-hmm.
So it's an easy fight because it ain't going to fight back.
Think Tank coming up next.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
not coming from Brett Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you
what
know why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A couple headlines, Rach?
Yeah, headlines is brought to you by Schnucks. Reward yourself daily with the Schnucks Rewards app. So YouTube has settled their lawsuit with President Trump. They reached a $24.5 million settlement over the suspension of Trump's YouTube account following the Capitol riot. The settlement marks the end of his legal battle with the major social media platforms, including Meta and Twitter. He's alleged that the censorship they put towards him was unjust. The suspension was initially indefinite, but ended in March of 2023. But yeah, now this is all tied up and settled. And I believe I had read that this $24.5 million is going to go straight to the ballroom at the White House.
Couple things that just going to lead me to this. First of all, the remodeling. I don't mind when a president makes the West Wing his own. I didn't care that Richard Nixon built a bowling alley. I don't care that Obama golfed. I don't care that Trump golfed. I don't care that Obama smoked cigarettes. I don't care. You have a stressful life. But the White House is our house. And I don't like the juxtaposition of all the gold in the Oval Office and the White House now with paying $17 for a Big Mac meal. Like, people are really struggling, and we are putting more and more gold on the White House. I just don't like that. Mm. Just doesn't sit well.
Yeah, I mean, I think that's a completely reasonable way to feel. People are struggling, like you said. Everything's expensive. And the move of all the things you could possibly be doing, you need to decorate your office more and make it look more like a palace. It makes you scratch your head and just wonder like what the priorities are.
Don't get me wrong. I don't want the White House to look like my house.
No.
I want it to be impressive and somewhat intimidating. And when Netanyahu or whoever shows up, I want them to go like, wow, look at this. Ah. I don't know that you need gold plate everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm not a fan of a guy who is already incredibly wealthy getting his get back, which, by the way, if you were wronged and you sue and you win, great. There's a lot of things that money could go towards aside from just going in your pocket to make you richer when you're already super rich, right? I mean, at least that's what we're told.
Well, I'm sure he would say, like, I'm taking the money and I'm putting it into the ballroom that everyone can enjoy for years to come.
Hmm. Also, I mean, look, I'm not defending him to be certain, but it's not like that money would be going to charity if it wasn't for...
I'm not even saying charity, man. There's a lot of things that could pay for the costs of a lot of these things that we're talking about. Like, you want to do these extra things, do it on your dime. Don't do it on my dime.
Talk a little bit more about this kind of stuff coming up in the think tank. We're going to have a Democrat and a Republican facing off.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 50% off primetime deals and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.